Hello, and welcome to Mindful in 5, helping you discover your peaceful path. I'm your host, Spiwa Jefferson, author of the Mindful in 5 book series. In the vast, serene waters of the Eastern Pacific Ocean swims a remarkable species of jellyfish, Cladonema pacificum. This unusual creature is no larger than a pinky fingernail. When faced with adversity, such as an amputated tentacle, Cladonema pacificum can regenerate the lost part in just 2 or 3 days.
Wow!
Today's Mindful in 5 episode is titled, Make Like a Jellyfish. Tentacles are vital for jellyfish, serving as their primary means of hunting and feeding. For Cladonema pacificum, maintaining these tentacles is not just beneficial, but crucial for survival. This ability to swiftly recover and adapt to changes or injuries speaks volumes about the importance of resilience in the natural world. Through their journey of recovery, these jellyfish continue to thrive and fulfill their role in the ecosystem, unfazed by the challenges they encounter. In the workplace, we often encounter obstacles, misunderstandings, and setbacks. There was a time early in my career when my boss cheated me out of a big fee based on terms that she had established when I joined the firm. This wasn't the first time she had treated me unfairly, and I called my dad crying bitterly and ready to quit the very next day. Later, at another job, I showed up for a deposition only to be mistaken for the court reporter. There's nothing wrong with being the court reporter, but what was wrong was that this white male lawyer assumed that I must be the court reporter because he saw a black woman and could not imagine that I was the lawyer for a big Fortune 500 client. Hurtful and even traumatic things can happen to us in the workplace. Maybe you are mistreated, cheated, denied credit for your hard work, denied a promotion, or even terminated. These moments, though challenging and sometimes downright psychologically harmful, don't have to be the end of your story. Even if you need counseling to get past them, they can serve as powerful opportunities for growth, learning, and regeneration. One of the most impactful stories that I ever heard as I was learning how to meditate was of a monk who encountered an irate devotee on the road to somewhere, wherever he was going. And this guy was so angry, he yelled at the monk, and the monk did not give like the physical, emotional reaction that this guy had been seeking. And so he started to push the monk around, and the monk still did not react. And in just sheer rage and desperation to get him to provoke that response, this guy, this devotee, pulled out a machete and he chopped off the monk's arm at the shoulder. Well, the monk's arm fell to the ground and the monk calmly stopped, picked up his arm, and because, you know, he was a monk with, you know, high levels of realization and all the rest of it, he was able to reattach his arm and he kept on going. And it was at this point that the devotee realized his folly in trying to provoke this, you know, highly realized individual. And the point of the story for me was just the thought that there is a lot that can happen to you that you can choose not to react to. And Whether or not you react, no matter what it is entirely within your control and your ability to choose. So back to our jellyfish. This inspiring natural phenomenon offers a profound metaphor for resilience in our lives, because the monk in some ways was just like the jellyfish. And this is true, especially in challenging work environments. It reminds us that much like that amazing jellyfish, this Cladonema pacificum, we possess the innate strength to overcome obstacles, heal, and emerge stronger from our experiences. By embracing our challenges with a clear, joyful heart and a mindset of growth and recovery, we too can navigate the complexities of life and work with grace and adaptability. But how can we bounce back from setbacks? As one of my previous guests, Miguel, said, make the decision that will make you well. Be intentional about acknowledging the hurt you feel, then decide. Decide whether you want to wallow in the pain or move through it and past it. If you choose to get past it, then think about what tools you need. Can you do it yourself by using tools like meditation, mindfulness, and affirmations? Do you need professional assistance to help you navigate the mental or emotional obstacles you face? In either case, don't judge yourself for whatever the answer is. Maybe you need to surround yourself with friends and people in your social circle who can support you and who understand and who can empathize and share their own experiences for how they got through this thing. Take steps to move in the direction that will make you well. I have personally found that there is no obstacle that mindfulness meditation cannot make better. Death, job transitions, divorce, all of it. All of them were easier to navigate when my meditation practice was on point. When I started decades ago, I started with 2 minutes each morning, and now I easily sit for 30 minutes at a time. Consistency is much more important than a single big effort. You don't eat one big meal once for the rest of your life. Challenges don't come once for the rest of your life. And so my suggestion is you need strategies every single day to help you weather whatever comes at you today. So this week, make like the Cladonema pacificum and practice the art of active resilience and regeneration. Until next week, this is Biwe saying be mindful and be well.
Thank you for listening to Mindful in 5. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend, follow and rate it on your favorite podcast platform. Pick up your signed copy of the book and journal from SpeedwayJefferson.com or unsigned copies from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you get your books. Visit SpeedwayJefferson.com to download sample chapters of the book, watch videos, and become a mindful ninja. Join us on the LinkedIn Mindful in 5 group and share your thoughts. Until next time, be mindful and be well.